President of the 64th World Health Assembly, the Director General of WHO, Dr. Margaret Chan, Excellencies, Honorable Ministers of Health, Excellencies, Regional Directors of the WHO, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Allow me to begin by extending my congratulations to the President, the Vice President, and all other office bearers for their election to this 64th session of the World Health Assembly. I would also like to congratulate the Director General, the Secretariat, and my colleagues, the Ministers for Health, for their commitment to global health and the achievements and progress made since the last Assembly in 2010. Further, South Africa is pleased to endorse the statement of the Africa Group presented by Nigeria. South Africa is committed to providing equitable health services to South African population using the primary health care model. This has provided the backbone of all our health programs. Most countries in Africa are going through a double burden of diseases comprising of both communicable and non-communicable diseases. In South Africa, we have characterized it as a quadruple burden of diseases. Every country in Africa needs to take cognizance of this burden, and this reality must never evade the world. The quadruple burden consists firstly of HIV, AIDS and TB, secondly of high maternal and child mortality, thirdly of high incidence of non-communicable diseases, that includes hypertension, diabetes mellitus, cardiovascular diseases and the cancers, and fourthly a high incidence of injuries resulting from violence and accidents, particularly road traffic accidents. We are in the battle against these diseases to win. We align ourselves to the statement made by the Director General that HIV and AIDS are no longer a death sentence. As our overall strategy, we consider prevention as the cornerstone of our service delivery, in particular with HIV and AIDS. In order to accelerate the country's response to HIV and AIDS, our President, President Jacob Zuma, made the announcement on the 1st of December 2009 that all pregnant women who are HIV positive start antiretroviral treatment at CD4 count of 350 or less, no longer the 200 we used to follow. Same with the TB and HIV co-infected people, and that all infants will start antiretroviral treatment regardless of the CD4 count. And finally, that PMTCD be started at 14 weeks of pregnancy instead of the 28 weeks that we've been following. All these are being implemented, Mr. President, from the 1st of April last year. The HIV counseling and testing campaign was launched in April 2010 with a target of testing 15 million people by June this year. In this regard, I am pleased, Mr. President, to report that we have tested 8.9 million people in the public sector and 3 million in the private sector. This brings the total number of people tested in South Africa since the launching of the campaign 11 months ago to 11.9 million. Out of these cancelled, 5.4 million have been screened for TB. Of all these people tested for HIV/AIDS, 1.5 million are on antiretroviral therapy. As a result of significant reduction of ARV prices by 53%, which my country has achieved in November last year, more HIV-positive people will be initiated and maintained on treatment. For more intensive case findings of TB, we have escalated our diagnostic capabilities by the introduction of the gene expert technology, as mentioned by the Director General earlier on, and thanks again to WHO. This will improve turnaround times for TB sputum results and enhance early detection of MDR-TB. This technology has been rolled out to all our 9 provinces and will be expanded to reach each and every district. Our response to meeting MDG targets and specifically reducing maternal child mortality rates and burden of diseases have also been intensified. The profile of non-communicable diseases has been raised in the global health agenda, and South Africa is committed to the Brazzaville and Moscow declarations on non-communicable disease prevention and control. In view of the quadruple burden of disease in South Africa, as we test people for HIV/AIDS, we also test them for diabetes and for hypertension. As a response to the growing problem of alcohol and substance abuse, we have convened an interministerial summit on drug and alcohol abuse, whose outcomes was a declaration that outlined a clear program of action which we are going to implement. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, these are the few lessons and experiences. I thank you.